Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you for making this call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the eighth day of Cheshvan here in the United States, and already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the ninth day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. Continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the 13 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Just over the last hour or so, two bodies were returned. We don't know the status yet of those. We're davening that all 13 are really turns today. Give some nechama to the families. Also want to dedicate part of today's call as a refua shalema for Yitzchak David ben Bela. May he have a refua shalema. As we've been mentioning throughout the Shloshim period, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk call is dedicated Eli Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and to share words of Chizuk, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Howard's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our Tefillos, of our prayers, be a chus, be a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Feigenbaum of Congregation Or HaTorah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk, as well as some thoughts and reflections on his relationship, Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Feigenbaum's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121. And 130 will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Feigenbaum will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, with about a 30-second pause to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It is an honor to be with you today and just to be able to share some chizuk and some reflections about Rabbi Hauer. I'm sure many people who have addressed this wonderful group. I knew Rabbi Hauer longer than I did. I met Rabbi Hauer about 10 years ago. Rabbi Weiner of Cincinnati and I started a small Rabbanim Chabura. It's a group of Rabbanim that would gather together for a mini conference, just in and out same day. And Rabbi Hauer was our featured speaker. I hadn't met him in before that, and he came in, and I was so drawn to him, just his wisdom and his desire to help. This was several years before he became the executive vice president of the OU. Just the way he could break down the most sensitive topics and explain it and guide the Rabbanim, guide myself as to how to deal with it and how to move it forward. Was exceptional. A couple of years later, we brought him to Dallas for a Shabbos. There was many topics over that Shabbos. One topic he spoke at the Onik Friday night. There was a large group in my shul who had just begun marrying off children or about to marry off children. And to address the group, how do you become a good in-law? How do you become a good father-in-law? How do you deal with mechutanim? How do you deal with these things? And he said a line at that. I quoted it to Rabbi Herman and myself and several other Rabbanim together, paid a Shiva call. And I mentioned this during the Shiva to Rabbi Howard's family. So one of the things he said at that, and it just struck me, and I don't know, countless times I've used this. He said, marriage is a clash of cultures. He said, you could marry the girl next door, But the way your family functions, the way her family functions, it's two different cultures. You know, you could grow up in the same shul. You could grow up the same way. You don't function the same, and there's this automatic clash, and eventually you develop your own culture within your own family, and then your children are going to, that's their culture, and then they're God willing going to get married, and they're going to have the same clash of cultures. But to frame it in that way, it's been something that helped me personally, and I've been able to use it to help so many other people. When Rabbi Howard became Executive Vice President of the OU, I remember thinking, like, what a brilliant move. Like, what an incredible move. And this is so good for the Jews, because Rabbi Howard, again, he had that clarity, and he was this bridge. I've said this numerous times. My shul is not an OU shul. And I was not involved with the OU before Rabbi Howard got involved. And he opened up a world to us, world to me. And brought very diverse, a diverse group. He brought people together. That was his incredible koach. And no matter what the situation was, he had this ability to be able to break it down, get to the core, and then understand what's needed and to be able to guide. In about 8 months ago in Dallas, we were dealing with a crisis. And I was speaking with one of the other Rabbanim here, and said, hey, you should call Rabbi Howard. And he's like, yeah, but if you can get through, that's great. You know, I think he picked up on the third ring. I told him what was going on. He said, okay, give me a few minutes. Called him back, guided us with the people we needed in place to host a Zoom with the right people on the Zoom that evening, which almost 1,000 people were on that Zoom. That was his ability. But always in the Emos, always with such pleasantness, always with such kindness and such caring. He never forgot that everyone he's dealing with is a person, is a Tzelem Elokim, is someone who is an honorable individual and needs to be treated that way. And he could go from speaking to a president, literally, to speaking to a broken individual who just needs a little bit of chizuk, and he had that ability. But again, I said this the day of his levaya, Shem Yechamar Mashul, said we lost someone who just knew how to bring groups together, and that puts on us an incredible achrayus, an incredible responsibility. Because if we don't have him anymore, then we have that responsibility to carry on that legacy. And not only are the responsibility, but because he's not here anymore, it means Hashem has given all of us an opportunity to fill those shoes and to be able to move this forward. And it's my bracha to all of us that we should be able to take the lessons, the incredible lessons that we learned from him, and to be able to take that and move forward with it. And not just mourn the loss, which we certainly have to do, but to take those lessons, and that'll be the greatest Eloi for his neshama, is to take those lessons that he lived by, not that he just taught, but that he lived by, and to be able to take them and to move forward with them and to fill his shoes. Yei Zichro Baruch. We will begin the Tehillim on Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai V'Yom Sara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'Laschid Ashnesela Yitem Lecha Chil Vavecha V'Chol Atzascha Yimalei Nimran Enav Yishu Asecha V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecha Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicha Yanin Mishmei Kadsho V'Gros Yesha Yimino Ela varecha ve'ela vasusi v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heima karo v'nafalo v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidad Adonai Yoshia ha-melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Kuf Chav Aleph 121. Shir la-malois Estai nai el ha-yarim e'ayin yavo Ezri Ezri nim Adonai Yosei shamayim v'aret Al yitein lamayit raglecha yanum shemerecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shemer Yisrael. Adonai shemerecha. Adonai tzilcha yad yeminecha. Yayman ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeis chavayecha miyatzav yareilam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shira malay snima makim krasich Adonai. Adonai shima v'kaili tiyan aznecha kashu v'ayis l'kol tachanunai. Im Adonai tishmor ya Adonai mi'amayid. Kim chas licha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivisa navshi v'lidvarai hecholti. Navshi v'adonai mishamim l'boiker. Shamrim l'boiker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed v'ardei mulfedus, v'hu yivtes Yisrael mikol v'nei sov. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanusunim besara v'shivya, ha-omdim bein bayam bein bayabasha, ha-makom yirachem aleyhem, b'yaytziei mitzah l'revacha, me'afel aleyayra mishibu l'gula, ha-shtab agala v'zman kariv, v'namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech for Tzal. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzva Ganel Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochas HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Atzein Avarei Eloheinu, Migvu HaLevanon. Vad midbar mitzrayim min hayam ha-gadol vad lebar abah b'chol makom she'im ve'yabasha b'avir v'yam. Yitein Adonai es oyveinu ha-karim aveinu nigafim lifneihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaveinu mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol negar machala. Yishlach ruach v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Yad v'rsonim tachteihem v'yatzrayim v'keser yeshua v'teret nitzachon. V'chiyam v'ema kasuv ki Adonai aleichem holech imachem lilachem lachem u'meveichem loshi eschem v'namar amein. Mishaberech for Cholim. When I pause, please insert the name. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avram Yisrael V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Yirav Esacholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Aleinu Achlil Marpos Lachzir Al Yachyosam Yishlach Laner Refuah Shlem Yishamayim Lachal Evren Chol Gidim Besoch Sharcha Lo Yisrael Refuah San Nefes Refuah Saguf Hashda Bagala Bizman Karim and Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Feigenbaum. It's close to have you on. Really appreciate you being with us. I look forward in the Yeretz Hashem to having you back on in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her logistical coordination behind the scenes. Thank you, as always, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.